Virginia politicians have been gathering every April for more than a half century in Sussex County to eat, drink, and try to improve their chances in the next election at the annual shad planking. This year's top name was likely Republican nominee for governor Ken Cuccinelli.
And you know, back in 2009, there were as many Terry McAuliffe signs as there were blades of grass.
But McAuliffe, Cuccinelli's expected Democratic opponent this fall, was nowhere to be found. In fact, the story on VA News reminds us that Democrats have skipped the last two plankings. We'll learn more from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
The story was written by Ben Pershing, a reporter with the Washington Post, who did a preview of this year's shad planking.
Now, David, for a long time, Democrats actually called the shots at the shad planking.
The bird machine would gather every spring and every fourth year anoint its choice for governor. This kind of evolved over time and has become more like a carnival as opposed to an event that has any kind of meaning. It's more been symbolic.
Well, as important as it's been, how is it that now Democrats no longer see any need to be there?
I think it speaks to a lot of the changes in the culture of the state, where now the most important battlegrounds are not Southside rural Virginia, but they're now in the suburbs in Northern Virginia, in Hampton Roads, and in Richmond.
And what's the Republican take on all this?
Republicans are saying that the reason why the Democrats aren't showing up is because the Democratic positions are so out of touch with the rural, traditional Virginians found in Southside Virginia, that there are no votes for them. According to the Republicans, they look at this as just the Democrats writing off a big swath of Virginia.
David, the next story was written by Michael Martz with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's about a Richmond school board member and questions surrounding her academic achievements. What's the issue?
School board member Shonda Harris Muhammad, who refers to herself as Dr. Harris Muhammad, she claims on her website that she has a doctorate degree from Walden University, which is one of those online universities. The local TV station, News Channel 6, did an investigation, and the school has said repeatedly that while Ms. Harris Muhammad has a master's from Walden University, she does not hold a doctorate.
And what does she have to say?
She defended herself with outrage. She claimed this was a personal attack on her, and it's her own personal business, and she should not have to address this. And the school board chairman, in response, pointed out that this perhaps is public business, that the school board's credibility is at stake here, and he gave Ms. Harris Muhammad a week to provide proof one way or the other whether she has a doctorate. And if not, he will direct the school board to strike the doctor title from her nameplate and all publications by the city of Richmond.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read their daily compilation of political reporting from newspapers across the state on the VA News link at vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.